Joe, how hard just as a group collectively is it just to turn the tide when a team like St. Louis comes in and swings it so well? It's just hard to overcome it. What do you do?
Yeah, you got to kind of put the series behind you and move on. You know, regroup, regather, and get a good game plan going into San Francisco and New York.
Obviously, you watched them the last three games. You saw what they've been able to do offensively. What was the biggest challenge this afternoon?
For me, it was just getting my slider over for strikes. And I feel like they were kind of able to eliminate that pitch. I threw a lot of really good ones just off the edge and couldn't get in the chase. And I think part of that's coming from, me not being able to locate it for strikes. You know, if I have lineups where I can execute that down and away corner for strikes, that gives them another weapon they have to swing at. Forcing command wasn't as good as it's been early on. I locked it in a little bit later in my last couple innings, but ultimately just, poor pitches with runners on base. The homer was what killed me today. Getting runners on base and not being able to execute pitches, and ultimately the long balls really hurt.
How does the complexion of their lineup, they lose a guy like Carpenter, who's been a spark plug for the last, 5, 6, 7 years. They put a guy like Edmund in there, he's swinging the bat well. Just what kind of challenge does that present just in terms of 1-9 for them?
Yeah, I don't know necessarily that it presents more of a challenge, but, they definitely didn't replace Carpenter with the weak spot in the lineup. He's been swinging it well early in the count. Our game plan was try to get ahead of him and make him hit our pitch, but he did a good job of getting balls early in the count to drive and doing damage on
him. Joe, coming out of the All-Star break, you guys have played a lot differently than you went in. Do you think about sort of the ramifications of that? might have added to the club if you guys would have kept playing well. Now, I'm sure Neil might be thinking about subtracting. Did the players think about that?
I think we put ourselves in a little bit of a hole here. Made it a little tougher decision for them to add to this team at this point right now. But I think we've been hanging in there. We've still been fighting. We've been fighting all year. Coming back late in games and making it competitive, but. I think our pitching has just kind of let the game get a little bit too far out of control and too far out of hand to be able to stick in games. And, that late surge from our offense, could be propelling us into winning games as opposed to trying to catch up and battle and fight and claw back in the game. So I think we got to just clear up on the pitching side of things and keep ourselves in the game a little longer.
You think that's what it's going to take to get this thing turned around?
Yeah, we've had spurts of good pitching. Our bullpen was really sharp today, but me being the starter, allowing that much damage early in the game, putting us in that big of a hole, makes it hard for us to stay in game. So,
Joe, watching Goldschmidt the last 3 days and facing today, I feel like he's in one of those places where you can't really afford to make a mistake to him.
Yeah, I feel like I had good attack to him. It's one pitch right there, a changeup where I try to sneak it in and go for a chase or try to get a swing and miss, and I elevate it and leave it right over the middle. So. That's kind of what he's been doing with bad pitches all series.
Joe, how do you, as a leader of this team, how do you keep guys from putting their heads down a little bit when you lose this many games in a short period?
Yeah, we got a lot of baseball left, and I've seen a lot of crazy things happen in this game. Last year we went on a 11-12 game win streak. We get hot at the right time, other teams fall off. We're definitely not out of this thing yet. We put ourselves in quite a hole here, but we got to keep plugging every day. Like we've seen with our offense, our ability to score runs is there. So as starting pitchers, we just got to continue to battle and fight and do everything we can to keep our team in games and hit that stride. And like we talk about all the time in here, when you're down and things aren't going the right way, you got to continue to fight the same way you would as if you were on a winning streak and you're playing really well, because one game could be the turning point in the season. One game can turn things around for us and start a hot streak. So we're going to continue fighting. I don't think anyone's hanging their heads in here. It doesn't feel good getting swept at home. But we got a lot of baseball left, so we can't dwell on this. We got to move on and look forward to what's next.